is the Elaine Udiramus. The world began ushering in 2022 on Friday after another pandemic-ridden year of new restrictions and soaring coronavirus case numbers. The past 12 months saw a new U.S. president, the first spectator-free Olympics, and dreams of democracy from Myanmar to Belarus to Hong Kong crushed by authoritarian regimes. But it was the coronavirus pandemic, now entering its third year, that dominated life for many. More than 5.4 million people have died since the coronavirus was first reported in China in December 2019. The year of 2021 started with hope as life-saving vaccines were rolled out to around 60% of the world's population, although many of its poor still have limited access. As the year drew to a close, the emergence of the Omicron variant dampened hopes that the end was in sight. Parts of the Pacific nation of Kiribati became the first to welcome in the new year, but from Seoul to San Francisco, celebrations have been canceled or curtailed as infections rise. In Sydney, which in normal times bills itself as the New Year's Eve capital of the world, the vast harbor where people gathered to watch the city's fireworks was far less crowded. Tens of thousands were estimated to have attended rather than the 1 million plus who normally flocked to the event. Nevertheless, 6 tons of fireworks still lit up the Sydney Opera House. And in South Africa, the first country to report Omicron back in November, a curfew was lifted to allow festivities to go ahead. Health officials said that a dip in infections in the past week indicated the peak of the current wave had passed, crucially without a significant increase in deaths. This is VOA News. AFP is reporting that plainclothes officers in Tunisia's capital on Friday arrested a senior official of the Ennahda party, which played a central role in the country's politics until a power grab by the current president, Kais Saied. The party condemned the arrest of Nouredin Bihri, a former justice minister and deputy president of the Islamist-inspired Ennahda party. Tunisia was the only democracy to emerge from the Arab Spring revolts of roughly a decade ago, but civil society groups and the president's opponents have expressed fear of a backslide to authoritarianism. On July 25th, the current president sacked the Ennahda-supported government and suspended parliament, presenting himself as the ultimate interpreter of the constitution. His opponents have denounced a coup and warned against what they see as his wish to settle scores with those he has called enemies but doesn't name. No official was available to explain the reason for Bihri's arrest. A total of 45 journalists were killed worldwide in 2021, the International Federation of Journalists, or IFJ, said on Friday, one of the lowest death tolls it has recorded for any year. The IFJ said the media workers more often than not are killed for exposing corruption, crime, and abuse of power in their communities. According to the group's count, the Asia-Pacific region, which includes Afghanistan, was the deadliest with 20 killings. Then came the Americas with 10, Africa with 8, Europe with 6, and the Middle East and Arab countries with just 1. The group said the risks associated with armed conflict have reduced in recent years because fewer journalists were able to report on the ground, but it added that the threats of crime gang and drug cartels rule in Mexico to European cities in Greece and the Netherlands continue to increase, it added. A powerful storm system bringing heavy snowfall was blowing into the U.S. state of Colorado on Friday, a day after devastating wildfires fueled by high winds destroyed hundreds of homes and forced tens of thousands to flee. Up to a foot of snow is expected in some parts of the state, and a blizzard that should help to extinguish the fires, but could also present new life-threatening challenges to travel in some areas, according to the U.S. National Weather Service. At least 33,000 people in the towns of Superior and Louisville were forced to find shelter on Thursday. For more on these and other stories making news today, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.